This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm still diagnosing flu. I mean, we are almost nearing the end of flu season, but still not entirely. I'm still diagnosing flu. People are calling in with body aches, fever, getting sick all of a sudden. And people, it's flu. I mean, I can't over the phone swab them, but they'll come back and they'll say, no, you know what? I have the flu. And I guess Braddenton.com says a surprisingly second viral wave has made it the longest second wave in 10 years. They say this flu season has been officially going on for 21 weeks, according to reports collected through last week and released Friday by the CDC. That makes it among the longest seen since the government started tracking flu season about 20-some years ago. You would think they would have tracked it longer than that, but anyway. They say some experts link the unusual double waves to having two different flu seasons compressed back-to-back into one. Now, Dr. Arnold Monto, a University of Michigan researcher who has been studying respiratory illness for more than 50 years, says, I don't remember a season like this. The previous longest recent flu season was 20 weeks long. That occurred 2014 to 2015. Now, mind you, flu season can go from October all the way to June, technically. But most commonly, it lasts about 20-some weeks. And they say this current season officially began the week of Thanksgiving, which is a typical start time. And they say at the beginning, most illnesses were caused by the H1N1. It's a flu strain not as vicious as the H3N2 from last year. But in mid-February, a nastier strain started to come on, and that was the H3N2. It started to drive up hospitalizations and more illnesses. And I believe our shot was only about 30 to 40% effective this year. We still don't have the numbers. So this flu season is still not as bad as last winter's. Last winter's was about 19 weeks, they say. The deadliest in four decades, estimated 80,000 Americans died of flu. The CDC has estimated that flu-related deaths this season is in the range of 35,000 to 55,000. And this virus is unpredictable. But we think that the flu season should end soon. So how do you know if it's a flu and not a cold? Well, typical flu is real, real high fever. You know, and a dry cough, not so much a wet cough, a dry cough, which helps us as doctors because if the cough goes from dry to wet, you could be starting to get a pneumonia. But typical flu, and I use this cautiously because not everybody fits a textbook, is high fever, body aches that just hit you like a ton of bricks, and I mean, you feel like crap. It's like, boom, and dry cough. But what I'm noticing with this one is the fever isn't necessarily high, but the speed at which something comes on. So you get a fever, body aches, cough, just out of the blue. Now, when you test for flu, most flu screens test you for influenza A. We forget that last year, influenza B made its, you know, rounds in the spring. Now, another thing that's kind of messing things up is we're having some real weird winter weather. You know, Minnesota got hit with a snowstorm last week, a pretty bad rainstorm this week, and we have parts of the country still grappling with pretty bad weather. I mean, look at what happened with Denver. right? It was like snowing one day, hot the next, snowing again. And so viruses, you know, they do really well when people are not as strong and, you know, acclimated to the weather. So as we're still getting snow in some parts and still cold winters and wet, and people are still kind of huddling together, and they might not be, you know, taking as good a care of themselves because, again, they don't have their typical routine. Because the body likes routine. You get up a certain time, you do what you do, you drink, you eat, you potty, you exercise. But if one day you're exercising outside, another day you're exercising inside, or you're skipping the exercise because the weather changes or whatever, when you start to get out of balance, that's when a virus can decide to take hold. Now, I want to stress here, an estimated 80,000 Americans died of flu and its complications last season. And you're going to be seeing a lot of news about measles. Measles, I think, were about 500 cases across the United States. And this outbreak has scared the hell out of people, especially since an Israeli flight attendant is in a coma. But we're getting so much more media attention on the anti-vaccine movement with measles. And nobody's talking about a vaccine movement against flu. One of you had written me saying there is no way in hell you'd let the government mandate a flu shot with you. Well, this is a question that we're going to have to consider. If, and I'm pro-vaccine, all right, don't get me wrong, I'm pro-vaccine, and I want children getting the MMR, but I'm not really entirely convinced that mandating the MMR to the degree where you're fining people and not allowing them to use what they pay taxes for, you know, public transportation, etc., is that, if that's the right way to go. And when you have flu that kills 80,000 people a year, if we're mandating the MMR, do we need to be mandating the flu vaccine? You have a lot of people saying, okay, well, yeah, these parents are sick, these anti-vaxxers are sick, they should be fine, they should go to jail. Well, did you vaccinate your kids against the flu? Many of you didn't. Do you want to be threatened to go to jail or fined? Well, no, no, because the flu, you know, the flu shot isn't as protective. Look at the numbers. 80,000 Americans died. Even if the flu was only 30% effective, that's still saving more lives than the MMR, technically, with this last outbreak. If you look at the numbers, we should be making an argument for flu. So, you know, be very careful when you start urging government, you know, mandates and stepping in, because it could be you, especially with the flu vaccine. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Here, we love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, or these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So a girl, 11-year-old girl, has died because she brushed her teeth. Apparently, she was allergic to something in her toothpaste. She had a dairy allergy. According to Monique Altamirano, the mom, her daughter, Denise Saldate, was only 11 years old from California. And I guess they never expected milk ingredients to be in the toothpaste. And she handed her daughter the toothpaste to brush her teeth. And the mom said, contrary to what everyone's telling me, I feel like I failed her. Oh, poor thing. Alta Morano said her daughter had been working with an allergist since she was 1 year old. And that as a family, they had always read labels to make sure products were safe for the younger sister. But on April 4th, after using a new prescription toothpaste while brushing her teeth next to her teen sister, tragedy struck. She said, I think I'm having an allergic reaction to the toothpaste. Her lips were already turning blue. So mom picked her up, put her in her bed, ran to the living room, called 911, grabbed an EpiPen. She administered the EpiPen, gave Denise her inhaler, and then was instructed by 911 to start CPR. She was rushed to the hospital and unfortunately died April 6th. Saldate was reportedly using MI Paste 1 toothpaste. It does contain a warning label about an ingredient containing milk protein, but nobody in the family saw it. So the mom says, read everything, don't get comfortable. Just because you've been managing for several years, you can't get comfortable or embarrassed to ask. And ensure that ingredients are okay. Be an advocate for your child. That is just heartbreaking. You know, these food allergies are scaring the hell out of people. Because I don't remember growing up, you know, somebody dying after eating a cookie. You know, remember we were talking about there was a girl that was over at a friend's house, and the Chips Ahoy cookies, the red container ones, are chewy, as opposed to the blue and white bags are the crisp. And so there was kind of a red Chips Ahoy bag, or kind of a package. So the girl grabs one, but she didn't realize it was a Reese's Chips Ahoy. And she is definitely allergic to peanuts. She ends up dying because she grabbed a cookie without reading the packaging. I don't remember us having people dodge bullets or die suddenly because of things like this. I was on a plane flying back from Minneapolis to Vegas, and the flight attendant had to urge us all multiple times to not eat any peanuts or tree nuts because there was somebody on the plane with a peanut or tree nut allergy. And the person sitting in front of me said, well, too late, I just had peanuts. And so the guy next to him was like, okay, well, Gina, just don't go near anybody else, or, you know. and it did kind of invoke some fear to all of us that somebody could actually die because somebody is eating peanuts next to them. That is a real vulnerability. Speaking of Chips Ahoy, on April 13th, there was a recall of the Chewy Chips Ahoy. Food recalls happen all the time. But this one caught people's eye because there's an unexpected solidified ingredient. And I'm not exactly sure what that ingredient is, but there has been a Chips Ahoy, Chewy Chips Ahoy recall. Now, again, I wouldn't be surprised if this has to do with, maybe a peanut or something. But I guess people are kind of freaking out about why Chewy Chips Ahoy has to be recalled. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, St. Jude doctors claim they have found a cure for Bubble Boy disease. Now, if you guys remember Bubble Boy, I remember this from Seinfeld, where there was a kid who had to live in a bubble. This big plastic thing. Right? He could talk to his mom, he could play, he could sleep, he could eat, but he, if anybody messed with his plastic, he could die. Because he had a very very vulnerable immune system. And they kind of made jokes about it on Seinfeld, but it really is serious. And so these kids that have a very weakened immune system, they have to basically live in a, a figurative bubble. So doctors at two medical centers think they have cured 10 infants of the quote-unquote bubble boy disease, relying on the trickery used by the AIDS virus, the HIV virus. And it's a genetic defect that leaves children, usually boys, without an immune system. So the technique replaces a defective version of a gene that the body needs to build cells that seek out and destroy invading germs. And earlier versions of the treatment were less efficient and could unfortunately trigger a leukemia. But this allowed a kind of a gene swap. And the doctor said they skirted the leukemia problem by implanting insulators around the replaced gene, preventing the treatment from accidentally activating other adjacent genes and causing cancer. So leukemia is where a blood cell decides to go rogue and become cancerous. So they think they have these insulators around the replaced gene. 3 months after treatment, non-defective immune cells appeared in all but one of the treated children. That child has successfully treated with a second round of gene therapy 12 months after his initial therapy. all abnormal growth and development, and any infections they have suffered because of their disabled immune system have disappeared. And on top of that, no sign of leukemia. So lead author Dr. Evelina Mamkar says the kids are cute because for the first time we were able to restore all three types of cells that constitute a full immune system. This is fantastic news. They say our patients are able to generate a healthy, fully functional immune system and are now responding to vaccinations. And that's a first for a gene therapy trial. So the results of these eight babies treated at St. Jude and UCSF are going to appear in the New England Journal of Medicine. They were treated when they were 2 to 14 months old. They've been followed for 7 to 25 months. So they're still going to be watched, you know, well into their childhood and then adulthood. And the 10th child is going to be released from the hospital this week, 4 months after the baby. So this could be a lifelong cure. Earlier treatments were less efficient and safe. Now, basically, this bubble boy disease has a specific name to it. It's called X-linked severe combined immunodeficiency, or SCIDX1. So it's a rare genetic defect that, you know, causes the baby to be defenseless against infection. Now, we were talking about, in the previous hour, survival of the fittest and the ethics with science. This is where it gets tricky. As a doctor, if we have the knowledge and we have the ability to save a child, we do it. Okay, to me, that's where our ethical compass should be. But I understand how there's a lot of people, Darwinians, right, that look. You know, we have somebody that was born with genes that would not allow it to survive in the outside world. Using science only and no emotion, should that person be artificially kept alive and intervene when their progeny may not be fit as well in terms of survival of the fittest? And you're going to see these discussions come up more. They're not very popular, but they're quietly being had because people are getting concerned about how much we're messing with nature. And we talked about, you know, how, you know, with the Zika virus outbreak, there's been a lot of rumblings that that was 100% our fault. Where you had a virus, Zika, that's been around since the 40s, all of a sudden we start messing around with mosquitoes to stop the prevention of malaria. We send these mosquitoes out in Brazil, and now we have the Zika virus. And the 80s Egypti mosquito, I believe, was the one that scientists were working on. Now, again, we have no proof. These are some rumblings and some rumors. But people who want to progress in medicine and want to, you know, help save kids that could be saved, if you could save a kid, you're going to want to do it. But then the question lies, is that in its best interest? Well, yeah, personally, you saved a life, and I'm for the side of saving a life. But you have a lot of concerns with this new gene technology where we could splice out a bad gene, insert a new gene, and make you whole. And are we going to get punished by nature? You know, so one question people have is, well, okay, if they had that bad gene, how do you know you got all the bad genes? How do you know they won't have a baby with a different disorder? Well, hopefully they do genetic analysis and they can tell, they can predict that. But I'm for this. This was absolutely exciting. But that's kind of why, you know, people will bring up the quote-unquote ethical issues of gene editing. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S.? What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No, that's not the sound of the fighting in the Middle East. It's in downtown Paris. Police fired two gas protesters. Yellow vests protesters. Yellow vests protesters. We're marching to remind the government that fire around the Capitol. The only problem the nation needs to solve is the protesters. More fires and more fires. Authorities detained more than 120 people in early afternoon. Fire carried out more than 11,000 people entered the capital. Now that is the sound of Afghanistan during a gun battle between the Afghan security forces, attackers who entered the Telecommunications Ministry, guarded the heavily guarded building on Saturday, killing five and injuring six after the collapse of long anticipated peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan opponent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question
Omega-3s.
Which form should you take?
Fish oil? Krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years.
Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone.
It combines ultra pure fish oil and joint and krill oil together.
It can boost your joint comfort and your arteries. That was an enough. It can boost your joint comfort and discuss this. So pure fish oil. It's not fish oil. It's free. Just pay. It's free. Just pay. 1-800-993-9932.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Health and Human Services Department has launched a program to cut opioid overdoses by 40% in 3 years. It's a very ambitious program, and they hope to reduce deaths, especially in hard-hit communities across several states. It's a $353 million effort. It's going to test the idea that the best approaches to combating the drug crisis are a strategy that occurs in each community. It encourages doctors, treatment providers, law enforcement, courts, churches, even housing providers. Now, critics have complained that even the small portion of substance abusers who are able to find treatment are often abandoned when they seek jobs, housing, or continued counseling and social support. Those problems are among the many factors that lead to repeated relapses. And Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar suggested that instead, a system under which an arrested user might be handed off from police to a drug court to treatment, and then to agencies that provide housing, counseling, and other support. So, they say we don't have to be intimidated by the scope and scale of this challenge. We could do it now. So the money to do all this, right, to, you know, help addicts or people who use and, you know, make sure they have the support they need, money's going to come from the National Institutes of Health's Helping to End Addiction Long-Term Initiative, and we'll go to the University of Kentucky, Boston Medical Center, Columbia University, and Ohio State University. So, University of Kentucky is going to get $87 million. Boston University is going to get $89 million. Columbia University is going to get $86 million. And Ohio State University is going to get $65.9 million. Each university will work with at least 15 towns or counties in its state to design programs and assess how well they work. So there's going to be some pilot studies. RTI International, a nonprofit research institute in North Carolina, was awarded $25.5 million to pool and coordinate data generated for the research. So what are they going to do? Well, they'll probably try these programs and things like that, but I don't hear anybody talking about the prevention of the illegal drugs coming into the country. I think that's going to be a huge part of it. So opioid overdoses killed 47,600 people in 2017. We don't have the 2018 numbers yet. They said illegal fentanyl is now the main driver of the worst drug crisis in U.S. history. They say more than 400,000 people have succumbed to overdoses to prescription narcotics, heroin, and fentanyl since the late 90s. They say more than 2 million Americans have an opioid use disorder. So you have government and private groups trying to fund, you know, a lot of aspects of the epidemic. And so what are some things that could be done? Because this is bigger than anybody can manage alone. So, like, for example, one way to combat the epidemic, which I'm a huge fan of, is naloxone. Having people have Narcan on standby. Demi Lovato is alive today because I believe somebody gave her Narcan. Prince could have been alive today if somebody had Narcan. So making sure naloxone is in everybody's houses where somebody could overdose is life-saving. But that's bank. That costs money. They also want to tighten restrictions on painkiller prescriptions. That they've been doing, and I don't think it's been working. So, well, we've seen more of a drive for people going to more illegal and stronger medicines. And then they want to curb the import of fentanyl from abroad. Thank you. But these are some things that they're trying to do. But they say even now it remains difficult for users to find medically assisted treatment with methadone, naltrexone. And these are medicines, buprenorphine, they control cravings. And it's harder to use those. It's getting harder to get, you know, going to a methadone clinic. If you have to work, you know, if you have, you know, the family, if you have things you need to do, it's really hard to go, but you go. But, you know, how do we make treatment and recovery a little easier? So, Dayton, Ohio has one of the highest overdose death rates in the country. It's been cited as a place where increased access to treatment and more support for users led to a sharp decline in fatalities. So we have to increase treatment. At a news conference, Alex Ellswick, 28 years old, a recovering heroin addict, described his journey to sobriety. He was homeless. He was in jail. He went through 5 inpatient treatment programs. He did not use a medically assisted treatment, but he was able to, after inpatient programs, recover, and now he's working towards a doctoral degree at the University of Kentucky. But he said he barely made it out alive. And he said at the age of 28, he had been to more funerals and weddings. That's not the way the family life cycle is supposed to go. All right, so many of you guys are not addicted, and you're wondering when and how you could get your pain medication. It's like a lot of you are wondering where you could get your antibiotics. All right? The government has found it to be a very, very successful and pretty easy campaign to limit what doctors do. And mind you, we have some idiot doctors out there that were prescribing too many medications, right? Or substituting, or, you know, swapping sex for drugs, okay? Not cool. When a doctor becomes a drug dealer, not cool. But the majority of doctors are not drug dealers. We're going to give you a pain pill if we think you need it. We're not going to give it to you if we don't think you need it. And I am hearing a panic. People are having issues. And they don't think their condition is going to be controlled. And when you have that fear, you unfortunately may make some poor decisions. Or you may try to get medication your own way. And many people, they don't think they're addicts because they think they have real pain. And a good percentage of them do. They do have neuropathy, or they do have spinal stenosis, or they do have post-herpetic neuralgia, or they do have something that unfortunately, you know, causes them to have chronic pain. But a good majority of them don't. They really don't have pain. They're at pain. But that's from the brain, and that's from a narcotic withdrawal. So one thing we doctors have to do is get you off the medication, have you rehab, and then try to find the source of where the pain is. But these medications, they know how to play with the brain. And so the average person that takes Lortab or oxycodone or OxyContin or fentanyl or whatever, they're like, well, no, I'm not an addict. You know, I have real pain. I take this, you know, medicine. Well, I believe we do have a huge proportion of those people that have that confused, where they're addicted to the medication and they just go into pain because they go through withdrawal. We do have to find those people. We do have to figure them out. We can't sit there and keep doling out prescriptions. But we also can't make it so restrictive that doctors are like, you know what? I am not even going to go there with the medication. You know, we were talking yesterday about a group of doctors that are going to probably go to jail because they've been accused of, you know, swapping sex for pills and things like that. And those are pretty fairly easy to prove. But we also talked about how some clinics were being criticized for giving 500,000 pills over a 3-year period. And when we calculated it out, that's not a lot per day, considering your busy clinic. And so when the doctor reads that and says, wait a second, okay, now I see 30, 40 people a day, and 3 or 4 of them in the morning require pain medication, and 5 or 6 of them in the afternoon need medication, I'm going to be over that number. Am I going to go to jail too? So you have a lot of doctors, and I talk to doctors, and they're like, I'm not going to lose my license over this. I work too hard. I just won't write narcotics anymore. I know I'm going to lose patients, but I'm already overwhelmed with patients. I'm already busy, so I'll be fine. I will cut that out of my practice. And we're hearing that there are doctors that just don't do narcotics. You know, there's a lot of patients now that go, I don't have my doctor anymore. Why don't you? He stopped seeing me. That's a problem. So if we are going to address the narcotic opioid overdose crisis, okay, we got to be smart about it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thanks. Under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A fourth round of blood pressure pills have been recalled. It's the same issue. Remember in the summer, there was a generic manufacturing plant in China. And during the manufacturing process, they found NDEA and NDMA being produced as a byproduct accidentally. And because of its carcinogenic properties in animals, medications had to be recalled. And with an MBA, an MDA, NDEA, there's various forms of this that was produced as a byproduct. we said this was going to be the tip of the iceberg, because number one is, are they the only manufacturing plant using that process? And number two, if it's that one lot of medication, how do we know other lots aren't affected as well? And the lot that it affected were the family are the ARBs, the angiotensin receptor blockers. So, you know, brand name Losartan and Irbesartan and Valsartan. Different lots had to be recalled, but not all of them. Well, they say, according to Daily Mail, that the scandal was kept under wraps for a year before health officials finally acknowledged the contamination. And they say more than 2 million people have been exposed. Once it broke and the recalls were initiated, then it spurred a global shortage. And these are one of the most commonly used blood pressure drugs because they are pretty effective and have a low side effect profile. So on Thursday, Torrent Pharmaceuticals now recalled 36 lots of Losartan potassium tablets and 68 lots of Losartan potassium hydrochlorothiazide tablets. So those are the brand name for Hyzaar and Cozaar, even though the brand names are fine. These are the generics. And now they've been recalled because of alleged NMBA contamination. So 2 weeks ago, the FDA put out a suggestion to Americans to keep taking their possibly contaminated pills since there is no sign of replacement pills anytime soon. Now, Europe was hard. It was hit hard with this. America was hit hard. And this has been going on since the summer of 2018. So drug makers like Milan, Teva, Novartis, they've had to recall products. And they say it now transpires that the FDA's own inspector allegedly raised concerns about contaminants and quality control at China's Zhejiang Kuhai Pharmaceuticals Company a year before action was taken. That is according to a Bloomberg expose. So authorities brushed concerns aside and people knew of this a year prior. They say throughout the months-long investigation, more and more drugs were added to the list of contaminated drugs. In January, the FDA confirmed that another cancer-causing toxin, N-nitroso-N-methyl-4-aminobutyric acid, the NBMA, had been identified in 87 lots. So, I mean, what does this mean for you? Well, you know, what happens is whenever there is a recall, they look at the lots, and those are the ones that are, you know, reported. And the pharmacy is probably your best bet. As opposed to your regular doctor, your pharmacy kind of knows which lot you received. And not all of them were affected, which makes me wonder, did some have a different manufacturing process than another? Something just doesn't sit right. And then why aren't we hearing about more? Why is it just the ARBs and not some of the other medications? When you make a generic pill and you put the substrates in, a lot of the processes are still very similar, even though the chemicals are different. So why only the ARBs? Nobody's telling us this. So according to the New Jersey Department of Health website, NDEA has been linked to liver, lung, and GI tract cancer in animals. They say NDEA is classified as a nitrosamine. It's prevalent in tobacco smoke, classified as a probable human carcinogen. In mammals, NDMA is known to cause liver and lung cancer. In humans, its carcinogenic risk is unknown. Could affect liver dysfunction. And these medications, they're ARBs, the angiotensin receptor blockers. So they're a very, very popular medication we use for congestive heart failure and high blood pressure. It doesn't cause the cough like the ACE inhibitors do. So we'll keep you guys posted. Just if in doubt, call your pharmacy. Should you be taken off the medication class altogether? No, not necessarily. But it needs to be watched. 1-877-DOCDELI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Listeria outbreak has been linked to deli meat, and it has spread to New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and a fatal case reported in Michigan. Now, Listeria, as we all remember, is a nasty bacteria that killed a lot of people back in 2012. A total of 8 cases have been reported, and all have led to hospitalizations. Michigan has 2, New Jersey 1, New York 2, Pennsylvania 3. We don't know much about the patients. We think it was linked to deli-sliced meats and cheeses. No single retailer or brand of meat has been identified. The CDC is not advising customers to avoid deli meats, which is good because as we're coming into Passover season, I really like my deli. But, of course, you know, be cautious and find out if your medication was or if your deli food could possibly have been a part of this. Now, what are symptoms of Listeria? muscle aches, diarrhea, fever, headaches, confusion, and convulsions. So to prevent the infection, the CDC encourages you wash your hands after handling deli and lunch meat, storing open packages of meat no longer than 3 to 5 days in the fridge. If you are older, if you were pregnant, if you have immunocompromised, an immunocompromised condition, that can obviously put you at risk. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say, I don't know if you guys have ever seen an x-ray of your knee, but there's this little baby bone. Oh, it's so cute. All right, there's this little baby bone on the back of your knee. That's the fibula. And they say this little bone is making a comeback. And it's 3 times more prevalent today than it was 100 years ago. They say the small bone behind the knee, the scientists previously thought of it as selected out by evolution a century ago, is now 3 times more prevalent and possibly linked to arthritis, according to a new study. Experts at Imperial College London say scientists do not know what the little fibula does. But patients with osteoarthritis are twice as likely to have one. It's this little baby bone in the posterior knee. Study published this week in the Journal of Anatomy. Now, the fibula may be used to reduce friction with tendons. It's not really a supportive structure. And really are kind of unclear because they really haven't researched that bone. But study researchers looked at 20,000 knees dating back to 1918 and found fibulae prevalence went from 11% in 1918 to 39% in 2018. And they used CAT scans and medical journals to find it. Pretty cool. 1-877-DR-DALI. Speaking of red meat, they say fresh red meat could be safe to eat in the fridge 50 days. I wouldn't test that. But they say new research shows botulism bacteria not present at toxic level for the first 49 days. This is in the UK. And they suggest that meat may be able to last longer and not have to get thrown out. Red meat may be safe to eat up to 7 weeks after it was produced. The new study credits improved hygiene standards together with the development of vacuum packaging. But the meat does have to be chilled and kept cold. Below 46 degrees Fahrenheit or 88 degrees Celsius. Yet, lamb and pork didn't last as long. But red meat could be in your refrigerator longer, they claim. Now, most people have like this 10-day rule for chilled foods, as long as it's in an atmosphere where it's cold, but they're worried about botulism that can grow on meat, especially if it's not kept cold. And, we talked about a kid who ate some old spaghetti, right? And I don't know why he ate old spaghetti left out. He ended up dying from it. So make sure you kind of keep it, keep it cold. 1-877-DR-DALI.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to gcnlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to gcnlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.